And they brought in the Ark of God and placed it inside the tent which David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. When David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to everyone of Israel, both men and women, to everyone a loaf of bread, a portion of meat, and a raisin cake. He appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the Ark of the Lord to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel.
Asaph the chief, and second to him Zechariah, then Jael, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattatiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. With musical instruments, harps and lyres, also Asaph played loud sounding cymbals, and the priest Benaiah and Jahaziel blew trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of God. Then on that day, David first assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks.
A statute to Israel as an everlasting covenant. from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to oppress them, and he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do not harm my prophets. Sing to the Lord all the earth, proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day.
Dark the priest and his relatives, the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place, which was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering, continually morning and evening, even according to everything that is written in the law which he commanded Israel, with them were Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his kindness is everlasting. And with them were Heman and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals, for those who were to play them, and with instruments for the songs of God, and the sons of Jeduthun for the gate. Then all the people departed, each to his house, and David returned to bless his household.